Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
BASF financing is so low, we can't even say the low rate without dropping a few octaves.
1.99%.
See what we mean?
1.99%.
To grow more, protect more, and command more.
1.99%.
For all participating BASF brands.
1.99%.
When you enroll before March 15th at basf-grower-financing.com.
Get one low rate to do the biggest job on earth.
Go to basf-grower-financing.com. Subject to credit approval. See program details for terms and conditions.
National Livestock is dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, risk management, order buying services, and cattle financing. We specialize in providing first-class service to those in the cattle business. And now we're proud to tell you that Dakota Moss with Livestock Risk Services has joined the National Livestock family, offering tremendous expertise when it comes to LRP contracts. You can trust National because all the experts are in one place. Learn more by going to nationallivestock.com.
Well, on November the 11th of this year, Benny Butler of Butler & Son Rodeo Company will be inducted into the Rodeo Hall of Fame. I had an opportunity to sit down and visit with Benny when I was back in Elk City, Oklahoma, to talk about how this whole rodeo thing got started.
My granddad, which was Ellery Butler, and Jake and Leon, they started the first rodeo they went and put on. They drove a bunch of stock over to Clinton, Oklahoma in 1929, and they got paid They got paid $100, and they thought they didn't ever see another poor day. And they start. And there's been a Butler in the rodeo business since 1929, believe it or not.
Butler also talks about the legacy he's leaving for his kids and his grandkids.
And we always tried to entertain the people at the rodeos. It's what it's about. They want to be entertained. And you have a two and a half hour rodeo. Well, that's long enough because that's all people are going to sit there and watch it. So, and we try to put the rodeos like here at Elk City and Woodward and all these rodeos. We've had them. Had Woodward since it started, Elk City since it started. And Lawton, we've had it for 50 years. But we try to put on a good rodeo as we did back then. Or try to make it better every year. And that's what makes it hard. You got to come up with all new horses every year. And the same thing with Bull. Rhett's, he's won the Bull of the Year, I guess, three times since he's been in over the last 15, 18 years. And that's hard to do. But that's what you got to do, and that's kind of what your goals is. And used to, when I was growing up, we didn't raise bucking horses. There's always a lot of people in Montana and Canada and raising horses. You'd go on in the fall and go up there and look at horses and buy them and everything else. But now all those guys, they all out of the business. And anyway, there's not any place left except rodeo companies that do raise horses. So, I mean, you got to raise your own.
To hear my complete conversation with Hall of Famer Benny Butler, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, changes USDA is making to the ERP program could negatively impact full-time ag producers. Ron Hayes was visiting with co-founder and managing partner of Combest Sell & Associates, Tom Sell, about the new rules that USDA has now put in place.
Unfortunately, Secretary Vilsack has kind of taken liberties and implemented what we see as a new payment limitation. That's always a controversial topic. What are the right amounts of limits? What is the limit that the federal government or USDA should stand by family farms? And that number had been set in those prior disaster programs. And Congress, in this piece of legislation, said, do it just like you've done it in the past. Instead, USDA rolled out a plan with a new progressive factor that graduates the assistance based on how small you are as a producer or how small the losses were. So it's a major departure from what Congress had expected and what farmers across the nation were expecting from this 22 disaster program.
As the expectations of many farming families have been undercut by these payouts, Sell said, he's trying to work constructively with USDA and Washington, D.C. with Congress to see if there can be some changes made to help producers seek the relief that they desperately need. You've got farm news on Ron. While many tools for managing risk exist for livestock producers today, Livestock Risk Protection, or LRP, may be a valuable option for you no matter how large or small the operation. Clay Bertram at Farm Data Services tells us more.
It's a risk management tool for large producers, small producers, the small cow-calf guy. It's eligible for anybody that wants to have a floor and buy insurance on their cattle.
Give Farm Data Services a call today at 800-579-8164. They are an equal opportunity provider. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.